Hello, Josefina. Thank you for joining us for a student stories discussion on oil drilling. We're part of CalPERG working on the End Oil Drilling campaign, where we're advocating to end oil drilling in California. This is an important issue to raise awareness about because we know that oil drilling and processing can cause damages to the surrounding environment, threaten water quality, and affects human health as well. These sites are located near residential neighborhoods and their community resources. And we may not think that these issues impact us directly, but they do. And it's important to shed light on that. So we wanted to ask you some questions about your experiences, why you care about this issue, and how it has affected you and your community. We can start with an introduction. What is your name and what are you studying right now? And why?
My name is Josefina Alvarado. I'm currently a fourth year studying political science and Chicano-Chicana studies. I'm studying what I'm studying because I think having an awareness of culture within politics is extremely important with what hasn't been happening in recent years. So I want to be able to get more involved in that.
Thank you. And do you live near an oil drilling refinery site? And if so, which one?
Yes, I actually live about 7 minutes walking distance from this company called World Oil. Apparently they recycle oil, but you could still see the smoke coming out of the vents every day.
Yeah, and what do you know about the activities that occur at that site?
Yeah, so it's a 24-hour oil site. So that means that they're constantly either cleaning the oil or doing some byproducts with chemicals involving the oil. This allows the smoke to like get into the air all the time. And so when you're stepping out into the environment, you kind of get like a headache or the whiff of the smell. But a lot of the people in the neighborhoods, they don't really notice anymore because they've lived here for so long. And in addition to that, they kind of, World Oil advertises a positive energy with the community because they tend to hold annual gatherings. In which they would give, I guess, backpacks, notebooks, pencils, anything school-related supplies to the children of the community in order to get that positive feedback that they're giving back to the children and to the future. But it honestly kind of makes them feel like they should trust these oil companies, that they're doing good for their environment, that they're going to be growing up in a healthy and safe space. But I really wish that they would educate them more.
So do you think there's a lack of communication between the company and the community in regards to like what's happening at those sites?
Definitely. I'm a currently living example of that. I'm from Sacramento, California. So when I was growing up, I wasn't aware of oil drilling near my area until I moved to UCLA in the nice dorms. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely nice. I loved it. But I moved in to Compton with my boyfriend. And it was a completely different world. As soon as you got to a certain street, you could smell it. You get a huge headache. And then sadly, I found out that his son, my stepson, was born with bronchitis. And, you know, birth defects are a huge issue for oil drilling. And he lives literally right behind World Oil when he was a baby growing up. And his parents weren't aware that the being so close to an oil site can have harmful health effects for, you know, not only her pregnancy, but for the child. And thankfully, he's stronger now. He's doing great. But the sad part is that he never escaped World Oil. The fumes are still going to his school that's, you know, a few hundred feet away. And he's constantly breathing this. So even though he doesn't have bronchitis, but he's still being directly impacted with his health. And this is why it's an important issue to end oil drilling as soon as possible.
Yeah, we're so sorry to hear that. A child has been affected that way by living so closely to it. We know that living near these sites can have an impact on human health through exposure to toxins that can cause respiratory and even cardiovascular issues. They can also even be carcinogenic. Do you feel that your personal well-being or health has been negatively affected by living near that site?
Well, as mentioned before, I get these constant headaches. So even when we're driving around, just to pass the World Oil, I literally have to cover my whole face because I can't stand the smell. It'll give me like nausea, and then I'll end up wanting to like step out of the vehicle. So it has like affected me personally. I know for sure my boyfriend didn't notice the smell until I pointed it out, and then he started getting the headaches. I'm not sure if it was just because he was realizing, but we're really impacted here.
Okay. What do you think could be done to protect communities such as yours from the exposures that they face?
Well, I think with the communities that we're living in that are directly impacted with the oil wells and drilling sites are that these communities are underrepresented. So I think giving these communities more of a voice, more mobility, more political power to fight for a cleaner environment, just like the other cities do, I think we could have, a fighting chance to be able to push these oil drilling sites out of California and out of our environment so that we could over have an overall better health.
Thank you. So you would support a ban on oil drilling in California?
Of course, as soon as we can get oil drilling out of California, that's when our health will start improving little by little.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And with the CalPERC End Oil Drilling campaign, we also believe that completely ending oil drilling is the best and only solution for protecting our communities. And yeah, we're constantly advocating to make that happen. So thank you so much for being part of our campaign. And yeah, we'll just keep working towards that.
Of course, thank you for letting me share my voice. Getting everyone's perspective is what we're going to need to move this campaign going.